Well, hello, everybody.
Hello. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, family. Guess what? Tonight is a special episode of Pillow Talk with Nikki and Akia. I'm Nikki.
And I'm Akia.
And tonight, guys, this episode is all about, you guessed it, the top number one question that we have been getting from our listeners on how Reggie and I met. And so tonight,
Yay!
so those that question will be answered tonight, and our special guest is none other than himself, Mr. Reggie.
Yay!
Hello, Mr. Reggie.
Hey, is that my cue?
Yes, that's
That's
you.
your cue.
Hello.
Hi, Reggie.
Hi, hello everyone.
Oh, all right, all right. So,
Okay.
how's everybody doing tonight? How are you doing, Kia?
I am doing well. I am a little bit nippy, but I'm okay. I'm okay.
Yeah, it's very brisk out where we are. It's pretty cold. It's I'm feeling like I'm back at home a little bit in Buffalo. So, but it tonight is all you, boo. Go ahead, Kia. We're here.
Okay, everyone. We're gonna do things a little bit different tonight. The topic is what's on everybody's mind.
Yes.
How did Nikki and Reggie meet? Oh my God, they're such a lovely couple. They are a joy to be around. And I've been knowing them for a couple of years, but there's still things that I don't know. And I'm sure that a lot of people would love to know. And things that I do know, people would love to know. But we just want to get a feel more of Nikki and Reggie because, like I said, they're such a joy to be around.
Thank you.
So there's some questions that I have. This is like a little Q&A for them, and we're gonna get both sides of the story.
Yes, he said, she said.
Yes. So we're going to jump right in with we're gonna do just the main one right off topic. How did you two meet?
Reggie, you want to go first?
Sure. Since I've been kind of quiet
Okay.
doing the intro, I guess I'll go first. At least we start with the truth first, right?
Okay. All right. I guess so. And then I'll come back after you and clean it up. Clean it up for you.
Oh, okay. And I guess I should say too, for those that don't know me, I kid a lot. I joke a lot. Please don't take things I say too serious, because I like to joke, and my sarcasm doesn't show through as well, maybe on the recording. But don't take me too
It
serious
doesn't in
when I
real life
joke.
either, family. It doesn't in real life either. Because I still sometimes don't know, like, are you serious right now or are you not?
Oh,
But I'm
you
saying.
know. You know when I'm serious. So I guess I'll start. Where should I start? Well, I'll start where I always start whenever I'm telling someone the story if they ask how we met. First thing I say is that we met online. And that's not the same now as it was then, wouldn't
No.
you say, Nikki?
Yes, very much so, because I know if our daughters was our age that we were when we met, it would be a no. It would be nah, not happening, honey. Not happening. There'd be a lot of investigation going on. I'll say that.
Yeah, it's very, it was very different then.
How would you say
different? Huh?
How would you say different?
Well, it was a lot, it was a lot more different in the fact that not many people were dating online then. You know, that was a rare thing to meet someone online. Mm-hmm. I would even say it was kind of like a taboo, especially in some communities. You know, some people are like, why would you ever do that? Only crazy people do that. And, you know, now there are a lot of crazy people on the internet. There are a lot of people trying to trick you. There are cases where people, you know, will do harm to you. And it wasn't much that case back then, but people were still scared.
Mm-hmm.
So we met online, and I got, I guess, involved, I guess, for lack of a better word, with just the whole online dating or just online, like, making friendships because I was deployed in the military. And at that time, that was just the thing that deployed soldiers did. You know, if you was a single, if you were a single soldier, most of the times you, if you wanted to communicate with someone or create a friendship or whatever, you did that with like an online profile or something like that, talking to someone. And so we met on this website called Black People Meet, which is a site I think still is still alive today, right, Nikki?
Yeah, they have a commercial, and every time we see the commercial, we're like, oh, we should write them and tell them our story.
Yeah, we laugh about that because
we really do.
You know, our relationship has, you know, stood the test of time, you know, from I think when that website was, I guess, really being created during its infancy, I guess.
Yes.
But we met online on Black People Meet. And the first time I saw Nikki, I was, I'll say captivated. I'll use that word.
Oh.
I was captivated. I was like, wow.
Somebody might be real warm tonight.
I was like, wow. I'm going to be warm regardless. Okay. No. So I was like, wow. She's beautiful. I think I want to talk to her. But I don't think I have a chance. And so I don't know if people are familiar with how these online dating things are, but at that time, the way it was set up is like you could contact people through email and, you know, mm-hmm. write them a little message or whatever, and they'll write back. And I guess you could talk back and forth through there. And then I guess if y'all hit it off, y'all would exchange numbers and move on from there. And so I was like, nah, she out of my league. I don't have a chance. I'm just going to leave it alone. And I moved on. I just, you know, gave up hope on, you know, taking that step. And I'm not sure exactly how much time passed, really.
3 months later.
Was it 3 months? Oh. It was some time later. It was a, it was some time. And I, at that time, the website had, you know, upgraded and got a little better, and now it was like it would show you who was actually online at the time, and it would let you instant message people, kind of like AOL at that time, which AOL I think is gone, but I guess Facebook Messenger to kind of relate. So you could IM people, and I was on there and I came across her again, and she was online. And I could IM her. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to reach out to her. And I'm just going to take my shot, basically. So I seen she was online. I decided instead of doing the email, because I was like, I'm pretty sure tons of guys have already sent her emails. And they're just emailing her. And they come up with all this cool, suave stuff. And I think at that time, I didn't even have a picture up. I was like, I'm just going to go straight up to instant message her, and I'm going to see what I can do. So I instant message her, like, do you remember what I said? Was it was just like a hello?
You,
I think
it
was
just like a hello. No, it was yes, and then I think I asked you, who are you? And you said, I don't mean to bother you. I'd just like to know if you have a few moments to chat.
Yeah, if I can have a few moments of your time to chat.
To chat, yeah. Yes.
And I guess we'll stop my part of the story right there, and then you can kind of tell your side from once you got that. What were you? Because it's kind of it's funny how things work out, because I think it's important for you to tell what you were doing when you were online at that time.
Okay, family. So for those of you that hadn't listened to the episode on awareness, which I believe episode 4, I think episode 4 on awareness. I think so. But I was just coming out of a really bad relationship, and it about four and a half, almost 5 years had gone by, and you know, my roommate at the time was just like, hey Nikki, let's just get out there and let's just see who's out there. And I'm like, I'm not thinking about, you know, nobody being in a relationship. And you know, it was the discussion of, you know, online, you know, seeing what people are out there. And guess what? If you don't like them, you ain't got to talk to them. They don't know where you live. They don't, you know, you can be anonymous. Or, and so one day I come home, and lo and behold, my roommate created this profile on Black People Meet. And I was like, oh my God, are you kidding me? Seriously? I'm like, what are you doing? And, you know, it's a picture of her and I when we were going out, and you know, just a little bio on her, but it seemed like it was mostly a lot of me. And I'm like, man, take this down. So basically some months went by, and I had totally forgotten about this online dating site. And one day I get a email. This is when I was using AOL. I get an email that is like, hey, you know, did we do something wrong? This was like the catch phrase that they try to, that Black People Meet sent you to try to get you to open up your email and basically get you to sign in to your account. So it's like, you know, at that time I had like 80 something emails on Black People Meet that they were sending me. And it was like, did we do something wrong? We want you back. And I'm like, oh my goodness, let me go on there and delete this freaking profile. Now, mind you, I didn't know the password. And at the time, she wasn't home. So I was like, okay, I don't know the password. So I had to recreate a whole new password just to log in. And as I logged in, I'm like, okay, I'm looking to see how I can delete this profile. And in the midst of me looking, I mean, I go and I just look at some, you know, curiosity, look at some of the emails, and I see men sending me just ones with like long story telling me from the time they were born till basically up to now, what was going on in their life. And then it was email.
They were spitting that online game, wasn't they?
Yes. And then it was some that was just like, basically like, hey, you look, and I want to give it to you. I mean, you know, it was just like, oh my God. So after going through like 3 or 4 of those, I was like, oh, okay, I'm done. I'm like, okay, now I need to see how I can delete this profile. And in the midst of me doing that, I get this instant message from, I'll never forget, it was from Happy People 1234. No picture, no nothing. And, you know, he said hello. And I'm like, who are you? And then he basically hit me back with, you know, I don't mean to bother you. You know, can I have a few moments of your time to chat with you? And I'm like, yeah, okay, sure you can. But first thing, can you tell me how to delete this profile? And so, you know, I'm like, listen, you know, obviously, you know how to do this online thing. Can you tell me how I can get rid of my account on here. And he's just like, yeah, sure. He's like, you just do this, this, and this. And I'm like, okay, thank you. And then basically, but he's like, wait, you know, like, can I talk to you? And I'm like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, who are you? Where are you? What is your name? Why isn't there a picture? I don't know who you are. I can't see you. How old are you? And then when he told me that he was pretty much, in the military, I was like, ah. And then he was like, you know, 21. I was like, no, like double strike, you know? I'm like, oh my God, he's just a kid. Cause at the time I'm 25. I mean, it might not be a big difference to, you know, other people, but for me, I was used to dating someone, you know, older than myself. So I never dated anyone younger than I. And so I was like, oh gosh, you know, what, you know, like really, you know? And then we chatting some more. And then I'm like, okay, well, you know, I have to go and I'm going to get ready to, you know, delete this profile. And then he's basically like, well, can I continue this conversation, you know, on the phone? Cause right now I'm really enjoying, you know, speaking with you. And I'm like, okay, I can't, I think I tried to be slick and say something about blocking my number or like, I'll call you, but I'm going to block my number because I don't want you to.
Yeah, I think you said I don't remember the exact details, but it was like, you wanted to make sure, you know, I think I asked for your number and mm-hmm. you were like, no, I don't get my number out or mm-hmm. something like that. And then I was like, well, here, have my number. And he was like, okay, cool.
I'm going to call you blocked.
Huh?
I think I told you I was going to call you blocked. I'm going to block my number.
You didn't. You were going to call me, or either you weren't going to call me at all. Well, I don't know. You took my number. You really took my number. I know that. You took my number.
Wow.
But I don't know if you had plans until I was like, oh, yeah. Because I was like, you don't want to give me your number. Well, here, take my number. Then I thought about it. I was like, her number gonna pop up when she calls, because this was caller ID then, you know.
But I think we could block it. I know that they still has star 69.
Yeah, you could block it. And I pointed that out. I was like, hey, make sure when you call me that you...
star 67, one of those.
It was star 67, I think. Okay. And I was like, make sure you block your number before you call me so I don't have it.
Mm, yes.
And of course, you was like... I think you told me later, you were like, oh, wow. So he made sure, you know, because I was kind of keeping that trust, which I knew at the time that's what I wanted to do because, you know, I'm trying to talk to you, you know?
Right.
So I don't want to seem like I was the dude that took advantage of you or whatever. If I knew.
Well, you kind of did, but.
I did not. Mm-hmm. But so you were ready to get rid of the profile. You were done with. You know, you didn't want to deal with that, but it just so happened, you know, that was also the day that I was like, no, I'm going to, you know, take the opportunity to try to talk to you and get to know you.
Right.
And so that's what I did. So we end up talking on the phone. I think we talked for a good while then. That's when you were asking me about my age and getting more details. Because you said at mm-hmm. the time you didn't think I was the age that I was telling you I was.
No, I didn't. Because as, like he said, we ended up talking. And oh, by the way, family, I did end up deleting the profile from Black People Meet. Because that was really my intent. I really wasn't having it. But, and so we did. We ended up talking for a few hours that night. And it was at the point where I was like, okay, I'm going to need you to send me a copy of like your driver's license. Because at that time, as the conversation went on, I was like, okay, this guy is very mature for his age. Like he's really talking. He's sounding
better. You wasn't ready.
Oh, wait. What? Okay. Hold on.
Hey, you wasn't ready. You were surprised.
Hey. Well, yeah, I was. This conversation is more intriguing and engaging than, you know, some of these older guys that I've, you know, dealt with or speak to. So, yeah, I was a little interested, but at the end of that conversation, I really had no intentions of calling him or thinking he was going to call me back. Because here's why, family. You know, when you get to know somebody you're talking, I mean, it's common for someone to say, well, have you ever been in a relationship? What was your last relationship like? And when I asked him, he said, you know, yes, that he had been in a previous relationship. Like, I think you said like 7 months or 7 or 9 months ago. And I was like, okay, what happened? And his response to that was, I don't want to talk about it. And so I was like, oh, a little hurt still much. So I was like, I was like, okay, no. This guy sounds like he might still be a little upset with this ex of his. Because, I mean, you know, in my eyes, normally somebody would be like, oh, well, we just didn't, or this or, you know, that. Like I explained to him, I came out of a very abusive relationship. And I just decided that I didn't want to deal with men. I didn't want to be in a relationship. I needed this time to heal, to, you know, just be with me. And so, you know, when I kind of asked him, and he's like, well, you know, I don't really want to get into that. I don't want to talk about it. I was just like, oh. So when we hung up that night, I even told my roommate, I was like, no, that's nothing. I'm not going to talk to him again. But lo and behold, I'm in class the next day. And because I was going to this college called Damon College in Buffalo. And
Wait, hold on. I need to interrupt you. Let's also remember, though, you did give me your number.
Yeah.
So there was, the door was open a little bit.
Just saying. But you know, people, that doesn't necessarily.
Because I didn't get it from the caller ID. I didn't get it from the caller ID.
Right. But you I also did not expect you to call me the next day. Because a lot of people get numbers and they have conversations and, you know, they don't talk again. That's it. But I was, you know, in class and the phone, my cell phone rings and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's this guy again. I'm like, oh. So, and just so happened, there was another guy. His name is Javier. And this guy had been trying to get me out on a date for the longest time. I think the whole entire time I was going to the school, like this guy, Valentine's Day, my birthday, like I mean, I have to really give him like a triple plus for effort because this guy was like, please go have dinner with just dinner, you know. And so when he called me, I told him, I was like, oh, this guy named Javier, you know, he's a friend of mine. He's, you know, been trying to get me to go out on a date with him. And so, you know, Reggie was like, well, go ahead and go. I think you should go. And I was like, okay, you know, I was like, oh, I don't know, you know, because I'm the type of person that I don't want to lead you on. Like if I don't see us going that way, or if there's just no interest in it from me, I'm not going to sit down and have dinner with you or lunch with you. You know, unless it's a group of us and we're friends and we're hanging out. But if I know that the way you feel for me is different from how I feel for you, I'm just not going to give you mixed signals like that. That's just not me. So I really didn't want to go out to dinner with him because I didn't want him thinking, okay, now I got her to go to dinner with me. Now I'm going to really try to get her to be mine. And he ended up calling me to check on me to see if I did go to dinner with Javier that night, though.
Yeah, because I remember I think I called you as you were leaving class or something like that, and that was right around the time that you met. I think you had spoken to him. He caught you in the hallway or something, and
you were walking away,
and that's and you know, I told you to go for it because at that time, you know, we didn't have anything established, even though I was pursuing you for something more than just a friendship.
And I didn't know at that time that he was, guys.
Yeah, she didn't know, but she, I don't know. She should have figured, but
I did that night that we talked again when you called me that night. Cause I told you that night, I specifically told him, fam, I said, do not fall in love with me.
Now, ain't this a player thing to say?
No, no, it's
ain't
not.
Ain't this a player thing to say? Don't fall in love with me. Now, if a guy was to tell you, hey, girl, don't fall in love with me, you'd be like, oh.
Listen. No, listen, Akia, family, listen. No, because I can't remember
don't fall
exactly.
In love with me.
I can't, no.
I don't, I'll just break your heart. I'll just hurt you.
No.
I'm no good for you.
Okay. Hey, listen.
Young.
Listen.
But
listen.
Look at you now.
Okay. See now. I knew you was going to say something like that.
Ah, you know I was going to throw that at you, huh?
But listen, no. Because I can't remember exactly what the conversation was that night. But it was getting pretty, you know, because at this point he was start, you know, asking me even more heavier questions. And, you know, and I basically told him, listen, I'm not looking for anything. I'm not looking for a relationship. You know, I'm not there yet. I don't want that. And I was just saying, you know, if we're going to continue on, you know, speaking or, you know, just having friendly conversation or what have you, I just wanted to put that out there. Like, listen, I'm not available. I'm not, my heart isn't open for that.
Right.
So don't, whatever you do, because I know me and I know it's pretty hard to resist, just don't fall in love with me. So
you did say that though. You did.
Yeah.
You did. And as the time went on, you know, I guess fast forward, you know, the first, I guess, few weeks or so, we still kind of copied that same first few days where we had these conversations at night and talk and whatever. You know, building a really good friendship and having deep conversations or talking about different things. And then it kind of, when would you say it kind of switched?
Well, I knew
more.
That he was, I knew he was falling for me before he even said it, because it got to the point.
I like
family,
your choice of words there.
You asked me like, when did it get to this point? And I'm,
yeah.
Because it got to the point where he would not let me off the phone at night. We had
oh,
to
my
sleep.
Goodness.
We had to sleep.
Really?
On the phone. We did. My mom had.
Oh, no, we did. We did sleep on the phone.
My mom has the Sprint bill. She still has the Sprint bill where 1 month we were on the phone for over 10,000 minutes.
Yeah, we maxed out that Sprint to Sprint. Now,
yeah.
I wish there was a time machine so I could take my lovely wife back in time to help refresh her memory. But I do not recall that it being at least not mainly my idea that we sleep on the phone. We did.
Well, you
spend
said
a lot
you
of
didn't want. You
phone.
Said you didn't want to hang up.
Yeah, I didn't, and I think we did decide to just sleep on the phone because I do remember. I do remember. Someone would wake up and call if the phone disconnected. Do you remember who would do that?
I know that could have just been me rolling over because your number was the last number dialed out.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like when you. That's you know, possible. When you butt dial and you end up dialing the person that was last on the, that's probably more than likely what really happened.
It might have been what happened. Oh, yeah. It might have been it. It just happened.
I wanted it to. But so fast forward a little bit, you know, that was pretty much, I think December 6th was. Because we met in November.
It was actually December 7th, I think it was.
Wasn't it? Well, we always celebrated the 6th, the day that you started courting me. Well, you told me that you wanted us to.
That is that's question number two, but they go on in it. So.
Okay.
Would you like us to pause and let you ask the question?
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, ask the question.
Make it official.
So they know exactly what you wanted to ask. Go ahead.
Okay. The next question is What day did y'all actually meet, like face to face?
Okay. You want me to answer, Reggie, or you want to answer?
I'll let you go first this time, and then I'll go back and you know what? Okay. Actually, it'll probably be better. What do you think would be better? Because there's some stuff that happens behind the scenes that you never saw, or at least you know what? You go ahead, and then I'll clarify anything that happened behind the scenes that kind of helped.
Okay, so it was February 14th of 2005. Mm-hmm. And now at this point, you know, Reggie always called me just before he, you know, left to go for PT. And he would even call me when he got home from PT, just before he was getting ready to start his, you know, work day. And anytime he had a break or just before his last formation or around lunchtime, he would call me. So this particular day, I was at home. And, you know, he called me in the morning saying, hey, I'm just calling to let you know that I'm, you know, getting ready for PT, getting ready to hit, because he had a roommate at the time as well. And, you know, he's like, I'll call you when I can. It's going to be a really hectic day. I think he said something about like you guys had training or something. It was going to be a busy day for you, so I may not hear a lot from you. And I was like, okay, because at that point, you know, I was kind of already used to that because he would have staff duties and, you know, so it was like, okay. And so that day I was just, you know, cleaning around the house and I was like, you know, I need to take a shower and just, you know, get myself together. And I was like, I'm going to take a nap because for some reason something was just like, I wanted to take a nap. And so he ended up texting me and telling me, hey, or did you call me? No, I think you called me and you was like, hey, I just want you to know that no, you text me. And you said, hey, I'm not home yet. I'm still at work. I'll call you as soon as I get off. And at that point I was like, okay, that's fine. Cause I was still kind of asleep. So I'm like, okay, cool. That's fine. Great. Well, I don't know how much time went by, maybe an hour. The phone rang and I pick it up. And he's like, now, mind you, I was in a sleep and he wakes me up and he's like, so what kind of car did you say you drive again? And so I told him.
Wait, stop right there. So we'll stop right there. I'm asking you what kind of car you drive. So let's rewind. And for me, it starts where I had a death in the family and I took some leave to attend that funeral and I had a lot of leave time saved up. So I was able to take a few extra days during that time, but I didn't tell Nikki about that. I didn't tell her about the extra days I was taking. So we still talked as everything as normal. When I went to the funeral and I was back home with my family and stuff like that. And then I told her I was going back to work. But what I really was doing was I was going back and then I was about to catch a flight to surprise her for Valentine's Day. So Valentine's Day, I kept up with the normal, because I think it was a work day. So it worked out for me that way. So I kept up with the normal schedule.
It was a Monday.
I kept up with the normal schedule. Like I was, you know, at work. And I knew I had to buy myself that plane ride time because we talked a lot. I mean, to get to those 10,000 or so, whatever minutes a month, you got to do a lot of talking. You know, we had some other monthly bills that were kind of close in that range. You know, thank God for Sprint to Sprint free minutes. But so I kept up with that, and I got on the plane, and I'm on the plane, and I land in Buffalo. I catch a cab, and I go to, you know, her address, and you know, I get there, and I'm like, I take a deep breath and I call her and I ask her to make sure I was in the right at the right house. you know, what kind of car do you say you drive? What kind of car is in the driveway? And I think I asked what color was the brick on the house.
Yes, yes, you asked me, and what color is the brick on your house? Did you know? And he's asking me these questions. I'm like, I'm telling him, I'm like, why? And he's like, come look outside your window.
Look outside your window. Yeah. Do you see something in the driveway?
And I was like, I get up and I'm like, what? And when I look outside the window, I see this airport taxi and he's on the phone and he's getting out. And I'm like, holy crap. And mind you, at this time, I didn't have time. I had on a tank top and literally these beach booty shorts. I mean, where my butt, half of my butt was hanging out. And it was cold. It was
like your sleepwear, like your
yes. And the only around the thing, house, so. And it was cold outside. We're in Buffalo. It's February. And you know, it's snow and ice on the ground. And the only thing that I can think of or to grab was just throw a sweatshirt over me, and we still have this sweatshirt to this day that we still throw on sometimes to just lounge around the house, but him and I wear it. But I threw on this sweatshirt and I go down the stairs and not thinking about my shorts on that, oh my God, you know, first thing he's gonna see is butt, just butt hanging out. And I opened up
you
the
knew what
door.
You were doing.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Anywho. And so I opened up the door and I'm looking at him like, well, what? Hello? And he's like, hi, surprise. And then I'm like, hi. He's like, are you going to let me in and help me with the bag? Because he had all these bags. And I'm just standing there like, I guess he was nervous or worried. Like, is she going to let me in or is she going to get upset that I did this and slammed the door in my face? And then he comes in the house. And at the time, my mom's not home. My roommate's gone to work. The only person that's home is myself and my brother. And when my mom finally gets home, I run downstairs. I tell her, I said, Mom, you'll never believe who's here, who surprised me. And she's like, who? And I told her. And then she said, oh, okay, well, ask him if he likes meatloaf, mashed potatoes, and cabbage. And that's what she cooked him for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, like, four days later,
but don't forget, though, with your mom, you know, your mom was never that inviting of a person.
No.
Remember?
My mom, especially after my last relationship, my mom was always the type of person that, you know, any guy that I would introduce, which I rarely introduced my mother to, you know, I didn't, unless they were friends that I grew up with or like neighbors, like people that she, my mom was cool with the men that she knew. I wasn't sweating them like, nah, Ma, they just friends. And but if I tried to bring somebody home and was like, hey, Mom, she'd be like, there's something about that one. He got sneaky eyes, or you know, my mom say something. And so I didn't know how my mom was going to react, because my mom had knew of Reg. She had talked to him a couple of times over the phone and that was it. And so, you know, that was it. And then 4 days later, we packed up a U-Haul, and because I didn't know, but that was his intentions to come and get me, move me to Tennessee, because he was stationed in Fort Campbell at the time. And he had already picked out us a townhome for us to move into. And that was another thing, family. I was so skeptical of people after my ex that I even changed my last name a little bit. And so one time when he went to go look for an apartment for us,
and I had to put her name on the lease. They were like, okay, this person that you say, they don't exist.
Yeah, and wrong... I forgot that I had my last name, my maiden name, I had changed the last letter to another letter. And so after us talking and being in a relationship now for, you know, a few months, you know, he's like, is there something you want to tell me?
And I'm that's exactly what I said too.
Yeah, because he called me. He's like, is there something you want to tell me? And I'm like, huh? What are you talking about? And you're like, he was like, so yeah, they're saying that this person doesn't exist. This person is not matching this social. And I'm like, what? And when he, I was like, well, what do you have? And when he told me, I was like, oh. I was like, yeah. By the way, that's not my last name. This is my last name. And he's like, what? And so, I mean, he understood why I did it after, you know,
Yeah. But so I kind of, it didn't make me question, like our whole interaction or anything that. Because I understood, because she had, you know, explained to me about the past experience and, you know, like how she felt about it. And not only that, when she told me that the reason was, you know, it was a form of protection, you know, I understood that.
Right.
And so I was able to surprise her for Valentine's Day. Our first time meeting was a surprise, a total surprise.
Yes.
I flew there and was able to, you know, greet her at the door for Valentine's Day as her Valentine's Day gift.
Yes. And then 3 months later.
So that was
later,
us meeting in person.
Yes. And then 3 months later, we were married on my father's birthday, which is May 16th.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I have another question.
Mm-hmm.
I have a few questions. But so we're going to jump back to the moving in part. Okay. The next question is, how did you feel the first time you moved in together when it all settled in? How was your thought, each one of you? What was your personal thoughts? How did you feel?
Well, I'll go first, because for me, it was just something I was ready for. So I was totally comfortable with it. So to me, it felt natural. It felt comfortable. It wasn't abnormal, or I felt out of place or anything like that. It wasn't like, ooh, this is something new. It just felt like it was natural. That's the best way I could put it. It just felt natural. It didn't feel out of place or anything like that. It was special, but it just felt natural. Now, Nikki, I'm glad you asked that particular question, because Nikki told me, like, her first morning, especially, was something different. Like, I guess I'll let you tell that, Nikki.
So that next morning, I literally was like, oh my God, why is the sun so bright in this room? Because, you know, Buffalo don't, you know, in the wintertime, Buffalo's not sunny. And my room, it's not, it doesn't have that brightness to it. You know, I guess by the way the windows are with my blinds up, you know, whatever. And I'm just like, before I even open them, I'm like, oh my God, why is the sun so bright in my room? And when I opened up my eyes, I realized, I looked over and he's sleeping. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, wait. I'm like, I really did move. I'm not in my room. And I remember getting out of bed slowly because I didn't want to wake him. And I called my mom and I was like, Mom, did I really do this? And she's like, yeah, you really did it. And I'm like, I don't know if I did the right thing. I don't know if I should be doing this. And, you know, the only thing my mom said was, you know, Nikki, you're 25, you're grown. You know, if it don't work out or if you don't feel right, you know, you can come back home. You have, because, you know, at this point, in Buffalo, we have houses that are like duplex. One person lives upstairs and the other person lives downstairs. And for us, it was considered a whole house because my mom lived downstairs and I lived upstairs from her. And so, you know, my apartment was still, you know, there. And so my mom's like, you know, you can just come back home. And, you know, after a while, I guess, you know, I don't know if he just realized I was on the phone with my mom and I wasn't in, you know, in the bed, you know, and he got up, you know, looking for me. And I basically told him, and I think he could kind of sense it that, you know, I was still like uneasy or just like unsure, you know, and I explained to him, you know, because when he came down the stairs, you know, I told my mom, I said, well, Reggie's coming down the stairs. I'll call you back. And, so for me, it was like, oh my gosh, I really did this. I really, you know, and it didn't take that long, but it took a minute for me to adjust because once again, the last time that I stayed with a guy, you know, it was in that relationship. So, you know, I have all these things going in my mind, you know, like, what's it going to be like, you know, is, you know, eventually is he going to feel like, you know, he owns me and he's going to try to, you know, completely rule me, take over my life kind of thing. So, but then as time went on, he definitely proved that that was not the case at all, or that wasn't going to be the case at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Awesome. Okay, now the next question is, okay, after y'all moved in together, and I gotta kind of switch this up a little bit. After you moved in mm-hmm. together, I know that you're a big cooker. Mm-hmm. Did you ever cook anything that he didn't like?
Oh, Randy, I'll let you answer that because I don't know.
You mean I ain't never yell at you about some food? Mm-hmm. You ate? I ain't never done that.
What I will say is that I introduced him to a lot of food that he didn't eat.
We talking about, okay, mm-hmm. we talking about the food you made that didn't make it. Okay. You talking about the ones that didn't make it.
Oh, no, I don't know. Is there anything that didn't make it?
Honestly, I can't really say there was anything like, I'm trying to think, and I'm not even trying to be funny or like, well, it's my wife, you know, there was nothing I didn't like. I don't, if no, there because, was, I don't remember it.
Yeah. And for something. The most part, I always asked you and I still do, what would you like for dinner?
Yeah.
And so I yeah, always,
you've always been really big on like picking something that, you know, we always talked about it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like
even if he didn't dinner wasn't want something to.
That was just like I was surprised what was put on the table. Like I don't have any idea what she's making. Mm-hmm. She's just making something and there you go. So yeah. We always talked about it. So it was never even, a surprise. So.
Or even if it was something that he liked and I didn't eat, like for instance, I don't eat ribs. And so yeah, shocker. Don't judge me, family, but I don't eat ribs. And real quick, I saw Texas Chainsaw Massacre when I was 16 and I was done after that. I was like, no more
eating. So you got to ruin it for everybody else?
Yeah.
You know,
much.
People are picturing that in their mind right now.
I'm sorry. Forgive me. Don't judge me.
Shit with ribs now.
Okay. Well, even if he, like, if he wanted ribs, I would still cook him ribs and yeah. I would just make me chicken or another kind of meat. So, you know, even if it was something that he liked or like peas or something, you know, I would still make it for him and then make, you know, myself something different on the side. That's just how, you know, I've always been. And I'm still like that even 13 years later. Yeah. Like, okay, babe, what would you like for dinner? Or if I do come, I'm like, okay, I'm thinking about making this today. How do you feel? How does that sound? And if he'll say, oh, that sounds great, or you know what, I actually was preferring, then, you know, so.
You do spoil our family with when it comes to that.
Yeah, because I don't have time to be slaving in the kitchen, and then I put meal on the table, and people looking like, this is not what I wanted. This is not, no. Because I know that when I cook, I put my all into it. It's like one of my things, one of my, you know, passions is cooking. And so that's what makes me happy when I see that, you know, my family is, you know, happy with a smile on their face, their tummies are happy. So, you know, that's pretty much that.
Okay. Next question is, what are some of y'all's pet peeves?
All right, we'll probably have to do another segment for you, Nikki, for you to list off pet peeves.
Oh, wow. I don't have that. Really?
I don't know. What you got?
I'm talking about with each other. Yeah, we're talking about y'all.
Okay, so my husband does this thing with his toe.
Oh.
With his feet. Where he likes to interlock his big toes together.
I think you're just mad because you can't do it.
Really?
I think you're sipping on the Haterade right now.
No,
about that.
I'm not. Like, he'll even grab
you. You got a thing against my feet.
No, listen, for a guy, you have nice feet. Thank God for that. But your toe, big toe, and the space between. I told him the other day.
Also, a guy who's been through, been in the army too. They still made it. But
yes, they did. Because we know there are some guys' feet that hasn't made it. But
what about my? Let's get back to this though. What about my toes bother you so much?
Because he does this. It like he locks his two big toes together. It's like it's amazing. Because my husband has a fat big toe, and it's amazing that toe can get in the space between his other toe. It
ruins your whole day.
It does sometimes. Because I just look down there, and you know what's so bad is that our oldest daughter does it. Like naturally. Yep. When they do it when they're, that's how I know they're enjoying their food. They do it, or when they're really into something, or when they're talking. Like Reggie will rub his feet together, and I think a fire is going to spark. Like it's like rubbing two sticks together. Like Matt, I'm like,
now my
doing?
Feet are not dry and crusty. Let's go ahead and
it's not.
I'm not picking up lint off the carpet when I walk.
The big toe.
Let's just clarify that, okay? I don't want people visualizing me rubbing my feet together, and they like, man, that brother. No,
he ain't got no toes like that, or his feet like that. I mean, he can put his toes in some man sandals, and it'll look good. But it's just this thing.
Some mandals.
Some mandals. It's just some thing.
Some Jerusalem J's.
Yeah, some Jerusalem J's.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, I can't. But yeah.
Lord have mercy, see family.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Or one more. Let's say we're going to a fast food restaurant, and you know Reggie asked me before we go, okay, babe, you know, what would you like? And I'll tell him. I say, okay, I want a number 7 with a orange soda. When we get to the drive thru, he's like, can I have a number 6? I'm like, no, a number. Oh yeah, number 7 with a Coke. I'm like, no. You know, he's like, he has to ask me all over again. And I'm like, babe, you just literally asked me like 2 minutes before we pulled in.
Okay. I just want to point out that Nikki, you lying. Because that is not how you say it. You telling a story.
You know, you lying, that's pretty harsh. That's a pretty harsh word.
You know, I'm just kidding. But, babe, when you say you just want a number 7?
Yeah.
And an orange soda?
Yes.
Really? That's probably what you think at the time. You like, I think I want a number 7 and an orange soda. But what comes out is I want a chicken sandwich, add bacon, no whatever sauce is on
no
it.
Pickles.
I want a large fry instead of the medium fry, but I want the medium orange soda. And make sure the orange soda is the Fanta, not the high C orange. Okay.
They don't even make the high C anymore.
I'm just saying. That's how you say it to me when I'm at the window.
And it's no pickles. You want me to order.
No, that's only on the burger. See? That's only on the burger. That's only on the burger. You want no pickles on the burger. And so that's when we get to the window. Now, mind you, I'm also thinking about little old me. What do I want to eat? You know what? I think I want me a burger. Add some bacon to mine too. Make sure they don't put no onions on there. I'm gonna get me a large fries. I'm gonna get me a Coke. But she tell me what she want, her quote unquote number 7 with the orange soda. So she lists that out, and we finally get through that list when I'm ordering at the window. I mean at the mic or whatever. And it's my time to order. I'm like, man, just give me a number 2.
Really?
Now so we done flip flopped all the way around.
So you
in
say
your mind, in your mind, you thinking number 7 orange soda, and when it comes out is I want a number 7, but I want it like this, 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 and not this, and then I want this and this, and then this and this and this.
Wait a minute. So let me understand something. What I just got from you is that basically, after I order, you pretty much just have to settle. You don't really get what you want.
Well, see, this is how men think. We're trying to be efficient in the things that we do. So I'm like, look, I'm not finna go through and be like this. I just be like, I want this. It is not like that all the time. You know, sometimes I be ready because I mean, you know, over the years, we know what each other like and what we don't want. You know what I mean? So unless you order in something special and unique, then we'll have those situations where it's like, okay, babe, what did you say you want?
Well, then how come you still forget my duck sauce when you bring home the Chinese?
I don't know. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, you know what? That's another pet peeve. I can't eat no egg roll without my duck sauce.
You know, I grab duck sauce for no reason now. I walk into a place, see duck sauce, and I'll be like, let me get like 5 of these. I'm going to hide these in the car.
Yeah. No, he's telling the truth. Arby's. He even does it at Arby's. He'll just bring the Arby's sauce
for no reason. Any sauces? Yes, all of them. Go to Taco Bell, I want hot, fiery hot, sort of hot. I want whatever you got, I want it. Yes, I do that because I'll forget. You'll just tell me too. You'll be like, baby,
yeah,
this is what I want. And then his famous last words, right? Make sure you don't forget the duck sauce. Oh, baby, I got it. Come back home. Baby, I got everything.
You go to make your duck sauce.
Where's the duck sauce? Oh,
Davis.
Man. I'm gonna go back, baby. Don't go back.
Yeah. Okay, so what's your pet peeve, Reginald?
I don't have no pet peeves. I ain't falling into that trap. We men don't have everything is wonderful.
No,
you trying to get me on record? You trying to get
no?
You trying to get a recording of me saying
no,
that?
Our family wants real.
Your family is concerned about my safety, and they would understand.
No,
if I say I don't have.
No, I say family, which I call our listeners family nowadays.
Oh,
so
yeah,
they want real.
I refer to them as family to the listeners that you know. A pet peeve. Oh, I got one that I never told you about.
Oh, wow.
So you gonna surprise you?
Oh, what? Yeah, it really is. Okay.
AKA on national television, I'm gonna surprise you.
National podcast.
Yeah, national podcast. Hey, why you squeeze the toothpaste like that?
Like what?
Why you strangle the toothpaste when you can't just fold it up? You just can't roll it to a little fold.
I don't fold it up unless it don't, when it, you squeeze it the regular way and it don't come out, then you need to fold it up.
Why you wait? You just start like that. That's the way I do it. I'd be like,
no, because that's how you, because you so military about stuff. No, that, that's not, I mean, I don't fold it up until, okay, I can't get none out the regular way. So then it's like, time to fold it up. Then I fold it up.
I don't know. I'll be in there trying to get out the creases when you strangle it and try to roll it up a little bit, you know, because.
You don't like how the top portion be like gone and you still got all this stuff at the bottom.
Yeah, at the bottom, and it's all, you know, it looked like a raisin.
Yeah, I just take a little bit from the bottom and I push it up on how much I need on my toothbrush.
I know, it worked. It do work, it does. Like that.
I've been doing that all my life, babe. And they ain't never, your teeth still get clean. You still, yes, be feeling, they do, fresh. All right.
Let me see. Do I have any more pet peeves?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I got another one. You ready?
Uh-huh. I seen that face with that voice.
Two-face.
What she said? Nikki, oh, yeah. She was like, mm-hmm.
She know I'm messing with her, and I'm trying to think of something to mess with her on top of my head, and I can't. I wish I had one. She could tell.
Yeah, I could tell. Because, you know, it's not anything that I really do that agitates her.
No, it's not really.
No. Oh, I have another pet peeve, though.
Wait, now. Doggone it. Wait.
Well, I'm just saying, because you don't have any, I'm trying to fill this up.
We don't need to fill it up. We don't need to fill it up. We could ask another question.
When we clean.
No, go ahead.
When we clean, I like vacuuming to be the last thing that we do. But Reggie always wants to mop before we vacuum. And I feel like when you mop, I mean, when you vacuum before you mop, you sometimes you could get some of that dust back on the floor.
Wait. You like... State it again. You like to do which
mop
way?
First and vacuum last. You'll be like, babe, you want me to vacuum the floor before I, you know, before I mop?
Right. I mean, to me, it just seems like the better way to do it.
No, but you see how my new our pet peeves are, like, there's really nothing major. I was just making a point, like. It's really like we don't really have like pet peeves. Yeah.
And at the end of the day, to be honest, pet peeve or not, or a major issue, it's really one thing, you know, I guess, to kind of switch into like a mode about like marriage. And I feel like we could give some advice considering that we've made it this far.
You gotta wait.
Okay, wait for
that.
Next question, kid. Go ahead.
I'll save that. You know what? On second thought, I'll save that statement for another time. Maybe a question will pop up that might relate to it. I'll bring
it up. Yeah. Is she gonna have a question? Go ahead, kid.
Because we're not even at the same place, but the questions that I have in family, they don't know what I'm gonna ask. I did not tell them. Gonna ask, but I have him written down, and he's running into the stuff I got.
Right. When you good, you just good. I mean, what can you say?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
hey, okay. Well, you know what? Since you done ran into it, let me go on and ask it.
One. I mean, if you want, kinda. We can hold it to later.
It was gonna be my next one because I have two more after this question I'm gonna ask.
Go ahead and ask.
Okay, so but this one after I ask this question, then you can lead into what you was going to say, okay? Okay. The next question is, what is the best advice or some of the best advice that you have gotten?
Dealing with advice we've gotten.
Each other.
Okay.
This is all about y'all. What is some of the best advice or the best or some of the best advice that you have gotten from someone for
you two? I got one.
Okay, go ahead.
A family friend of ours, his name is Big Ronnie, and he's like an uncle to me. And when Reggie and I got married, and Reggie was getting ready to... No, actually, Reggie was coming home from R&R, and we had a big dinner party at the house. And he said to me, if you want a successful marriage, always allow Reggie to be a man. Always allow him to be a man. Never stand in the way of him being a man. And at first, I didn't really understand. Like, I kind of got it. But as time went on, and my sister gave me this book for our first year anniversary. And when I'm trying to remember what the name of that book was. Babe, do you remember what the name of the book was? Because I think I went and bought you.
Was it the Exemplary Wife?
Wife, yes. And I got him the one for the husband. Mm-hmm. And I read that. And there was a section in there that kind of spoke about that. And I was like, okay, I got it. You know, basically allow him to be the head. Allow him to lead. Don't ever make him feel less than a man. Like belittling him or undermining him or trying to be in control. Trying to be dominating, you know, kind of like you always said, know your place in your marriage. And so that was one of the best advice, along with my Aunt Sarah always, you know, make sure you guys always keep God first in your marriage. Always keep him first. And, you know, if you have troubles, always go to God. Don't ever allow other people to get in your marriage. Don't ever allow people to, you know, put negative things in your marriage or speak negative, you know, against one another. And so I can say that when it comes to that, Reggie and I are very connected and very strong. That's one thing we don't allow is someone else to come in between our marriage. Or, you know, for someone to say something negative about him or for someone to say something negative about me. You know, we definitely have each other's back in that aspect. But those were one of the two that I could think of right off the top of my head when we first were starting off in our marriage. Because a lot of people, when we got married, a lot of people didn't think we were going to last. A lot of people. I mean, I even think some of Reggie's friends, you know, I just think that a lot of people thought, okay, he's young, he don't know. And, you know, what does she want with him? Like, what is her motive kind of thing? And so I felt like at that time, the only one that really supported Reggie and I in our marriage was my mom. She was like literally happy for us. My mom always knew. You know, that's one thing I can say, that my mom always sensed something about Reggie, and she always knew he was different. And she knew I was in good hands. And so my mom has, I like to call her our day one. My mom has always been our day one. So
and I think to kind of piggyback on some of the things that Nikki said, like about letting the man be the man. Along with that, that means the man has a responsibility to be the man. And being a man is about being a good leader, not being in charge. And you have to realize the difference between the two when you're in charge or you're trying to take charge and when you're actually being a leader. You know, a leader would never ask you to do something that he or she wouldn't themselves do. You know, someone might take charge of something and they'll just give out orders. You know what I mean? So you got to take responsibility and ownership for the things that go on in your marriage and what direction you lead your family. So with that being said about the man or the woman allowing the man to be the man has to also step into their role of being the man. So you got to take ownership of it. Going back to what I was going to bring up earlier, and we were talking about pet peeves, you know, don't sweat the small stuff. You know, nothing really that big of an issue. And it kind of ties into something I was told, or at least I think it was something, it wasn't something I was told specifically, but something I learned or picked up when listening about relationships and things like that. And it was, don't believe the old saying of don't go to bed mad. It's okay to not solve the problem before you go to sleep. Sometimes you need that time away from kind of sort it out. Time, you know, to really think about whatever your issue is and to solve that. Because that's a big part of being in a relationship and being in a marriage is problem solving skills. Mm-hmm. People have to have good problem solving skills in order to last. And so that's something that I think is very valuable. Is, you know, to take that time. Don't try to make yourself figure something out. And at the end of the day, it's not really that big. It's really not that big of an issue.
Absolutely.
You may think it is at that time, but you'll realize it's really not. Mm-hmm. Okay, what's our next question?
Hey, I trust him so much that if he told me a fly can pull a wagon, all I'm going to do is hook it up.
Hey, girl. Right. Okay. Okay. We all know that Reggie is a jokester.
But who told y'all that?
Has he ever did a prank or said a joke or something of the sort that went too far in your mind?
Oh my gosh, I'm trying to remember if there's ever been a time where he killed me or almost stopped my heart. I don't, you know what, that's our little daughter.
Back to that.
She's good at that. I don't think not really, because Reggie knows that my nerves are not good. They're shot. And so he knows not to do certain things like that, but he does do this thing where if I'm like washing dishes or I'm clean, I'm in the zone. I literally, because you know, Reggie's small, he's skinny guy. He don't weigh but so much. And he'll walk up behind me and just be like, babe, and scare the crap, like literally. But he's not doing it intentionally. Like he's just, but I call him like the silent ninja. And next thing it's like, Nikki, and I'm like, what? And I'm like, don't do that. Like, and he's like, what? You didn't hear me coming up? I'm like, no. I literally call him the silent ninja because you can't hear his footsteps. You don't. I mean, and it's like he's right up. My and then he's right on you. And he's like, hey, babe. Hey, Nick. I'm like, what? You know? So now, like, when he comes in the door, or he'll call me, babe, just like, you know, I'm pulling in the driveway. I'm about to come in the door. Or he'll stop at the door and he'll yell my name. Just so he won't scare me. But real quick, my Tootie. I was going through, Tootie last year did this big prank where she was putting this black plastic spider everywhere. Like on the toilet seat when I would get up in the morning to go to the bathroom or on my pillow. And she got me good just a couple of days ago, but she didn't mean to. So somehow I was going through, you know, bringing out their winter clothes to put their spring clothes away. And I was going through the shirts. And as I was unfolding this one shirt, there was this black thing that jumped out at me. And I like almost passed out. And Reggie's running in the room with a shoe already because he can hear me screaming. He know, oh my God, she must have seen a bug or something. And he's like, where is it? What is it? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. He's like, what did it look like? How big is it? I was like, I don't know. It looked quite big. It looked really big. I was like, I don't know what it is. I was like, you know, I'm freaking out. I'm still like shaking and trying to take my clothes off of me. And I'm like, oh my God, what if it crawled in my hair? I don't, because he's like, I can't find it. I can't. And he eventually found it. It was on the bag where the clothes was. And it was her black plastic spider. Somehow it got tangled. I don't know. It got nicely folded into the clothes. But I know no one really planted there because at this time I'm almost at the bottom of the bag, you know, pulling out the shirt. And so, yeah, I just thought I had to share that. But, yeah, so I did almost lose my heart like 2 days ago.
Oh, wow. Okay, my question, my next and final question is for Reggie. Okay, back to you being the prankster, Reggie. Has Nikki ever got you good? Got you back real good?
Oh, no, I think. He just texted me, can you hear me? No. I don't know.
Is it muted?
I was wondering because I was like, oh my God, he didn't chime in on that because, you know, I don't know. Oh no. Yeah. Oh no, right towards the end. Of course. That's the, end, the last See, question. See, that's his joke. No. Hey, stop playing now. Stop playing. Oh, God.
You can't hear him. Come on, man.
I know. This is bad, right?
Come on, silent ninja.
He said, I hear you. Oh, wow.
Oh. I really wanted him to answer the last one. I know. One. Well, you know, okay.
The best thing I think we can do, he says he's coming to join me. So I guess he'll hold up, but then I'm gonna be on speakerphone, I guess. I'll put it on speakerphone.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't know what happened. I don't. Or he could just, I could take one thing out my ear and he can, That's crazy, right? How that happened?
Mm-hmm. That is crazy. Oh, his line is playing tricks on us.
Technical difficulty.
Yes.
That would
Yes.
see they knew.
Yeah, you can. All right, I'm here.
Okay. Okay, you're back. Okay. So the last and final question is, we know that you're a prankster. Has Nikki ever got you back really good?
Can you hear him? Oh.
Yes, I can hear.
Can't really think of a situation where she's got me really good. Maybe it's my selective memory. I don't want to admit to
Yeah,
it.
I'm trying to think, is there one? I'm trying to think, is there one?
I know it's happened before because
I
people
get you
probably
all the
don't know
time with
Nikki
oh.
is really silly and goofy,
No, I'm not.
and she likes to play practical jokes and prank people. I mean, I think she's worse than I am. Like I'll crack a joke, but Nikki likes to mess with people too. I don't know where she's really just got me good. I was like, man, I didn't see that coming at all.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. That is a good one.
I guess it never happened.
I guess
You
so.
never got me good. Wait, let me take that back. Yeah, you have got me. You got me so good, I don't even remember it. Because I don't need you trying to conjure up nothing. And the time being like, oh, I gotta get him.
Really? Really? Okay. No, I'm trying. Yeah, I know there's something, and we just can't think of something right now. I know it is. I know it's got to be. Because I mean, I've done things. I have. I mean, there are times where you'd be like, "Babe, what time is it?" And I'll be like, "Oh, I'll tell you, like it's like an hour and a half."
That's a weak joke. That's a weak practical joke, baby. That's
Oh,
not.
well, sometimes you fall for because you'll get up out the bed and be getting brushing your teeth. You'd be like, "Wait a minute, it's only." Wait, you told me it's 9:30. It's only 7:30.
I'm glad you imitated my voice. I love it when you do that. That's exactly how I sound.
I mean, a little bit. Yeah, you did kind of sound a little something like that.
Y'all, let me tell you, Nikki is good for imitating somebody's voice. I love what she does.
Yep.
Her mama.
Give you the voice and everything.
So was that here? Was that all your questions for?
That's
Well,
it,
there you
everyone.
go.
That is
Well, thank you guys for having me on. I'm going to take my
Lovely.
technical difficulties with
You
me.
yes,
So
take your
next time,
technical
y'all hopefully won't have
difficulties
any
with you.
more issues.
Yes.
I had a great time.
Is there anything you'd like to tell our family as far as just like any advice, or you pretty much just
No, I think we covered everything.
You'll definitely be back on
Hopefully, I'll be
because
back.
yes, because there is another episode we kind of want to do
Okay, well, I'll be
with
there.
us. So, all right.
All
Well,
right.
thank you so much, babe, for joining us and talking to our family.
Oh, you're
Yes,
welcome.
thank you,
And
Reggie.
thank you, family, for listening to our podcast and our special episode tonight on how Reggie and I met, and I hope you guys now got a little bit more insight of what I deal with on a daily basis. But no, please don't forget to rate us and write a review because, as you know, we love to know what you guys are thinking. And if you have any questions for Akia and I, and even if you have questions now for Reggie himself, just shoot us an email at pillowtalkanchor. At gmail.com. And also, I know one of our listeners, well, one of my Facebook friends wrote me and said that they tried to look for us on Google Play and they couldn't find us. It's actually Google Play Music. I'm so sorry. So if you haven't subscribed to our podcast to listen to its entirety, because I know on Anchor you can't at times. It's Google Play Music. So please subscribe to our podcast, Pillow Talk with Nikki and Nakia, at Google Play Music or iTunes. And I think that's it for tonight. We're getting ready for The Walking Dead, so to wrap this up. But no, thank you again for joining us. Pia, thank you so much for those questions. It was fun. We had a lot of fun. And family, we'll see you back again Wednesday evening for episode 9. And as always, until then, stay blessed and always be inspired. Good night, family.
Good night.